Let me quickly share my story and part of my faith journey and how it ties into keeping faith in a faithless world, and how my whole armor of God is the only thing one needs to surpass any challenge, and how UMW has changed my life. Growing up, we did not attend church. However, my mom was raised at Centenary United Methodist Church in Los Angeles. We were always taught about God and Jesus. We always said our prayers, and we faithfully celebrated every holiday with our loved ones. I became a member and was baptized at Westwood United Methodist Church in 1994. I graduated from UCLA and was working a full-time job as a real estate agent and part-time at an accounting firm. I was engaged to a wonderful man, and I was exercising. I had completed my first marathon. I was enjoying life to the fullest. I had everything I ever wanted. I had the car I wanted. I had the house I wanted. I had more money than I knew what to do with. And then I thought I was a pretty good Christian because I attended church every Sunday. I took every Bible study that was offered. And I thought I was a kind and loving person. Little did I know how my faith would be tested. Then came the shocking news that I had a very aggressive form of breast cancer. I had to have surgery immediately. I had to drop everything I had planned for. And it was the first surgery over 3 months. As I lay in the pre-op room, I was so nervous that my blood pressure was so high and they were going to cancel the surgery. And my life depended on that surgery. And here I was, Miss Thought I Was a Woman of Faith, and I was totally scared, and I forgot everything I knew about God. And Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, resonates so deeply in my soul, because it was at that time that I let go of trying to control everything, and I really began to pray. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Miraculously, my blood pressure came down, and the surgeons were able to operate. I then had chemo and radiation for almost a year, and I just finished 5 years of tamoxifen to prevent the cancer from coming back. And I'm happy to report that I'm currently in remission. I can't imagine life without God by my side. I can't imagine a life without breast cancer. This was a chance to show how my faith sustained me during a time when all was dark and I needed the whole armor of God to fight a tough battle. After I recovered, I had a strong desire to give back. I'd never heard about UMW about 10 years ago. We didn't even have a unit at my church. And I was walking out of church one day, rushing to get to work, and a woman grabbed me and she said, "Hey, come in here, you're young, help us stuff envelopes." And I couldn't say no to her. So they proceeded to tell me about how they were reorganizing their unit at Westwood and what UMW was all about. And they focused on the community outreach, and I was surprised about the secret organization. Why didn't I hear about it before? Why didn't I know about the second largest women's organization in the world with nearly 1 million women? We're second behind the Girl Scouts. Why didn't I know how it started in 1869 with two women, two wives of missionaries, who went to India, and they were shocked by the desperate spiritual, physical, and educational needs of the women in India. They invited some women to come to their house, and six women showed up. So what did these six women do? They donated 2 cents per week and a prayer. By the end of the year, they raised enough funds to send Isabella Thoburn, an educator, and Dr. Clara Swain, a doctor, to India. This is the foundation of United Methodist Women. Do not underestimate the power of a few. Yes, you can make a difference. I've been told that Anne Gremlich, a member of your congregation and the one who led us in the call to worship, recycles cans and bottles and sends the proceeds to your missionary hospital in Nepal. Anne encouraged your congregation to bring their cans and bottles to the church. She was willing to turn them in at the recycling center for money. Thanks to her idea, and the congregation working with her, nearly $9,000 has been raised for the hospital. You've definitely made a difference, and you've helped to spread faith in this world. But wait, there's more to learn. How would I remember it all? I was astounded when I learned that UMW gave almost $20 million to support institutions and programs empowering and improving the lives of women, children, and youth nationally as well as globally. And that does not include another $5 million that local units like yourself raise for mission in their own communities. This money provides food, shelter, education, employment, health care, and human rights advocacy for many living on the margins of society. As Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the ruler, the authorities, the cosmic powers of the present darkness, and against spiritual forces of evil." Meeting the basic human needs of women, youth, and children strengthens them to resist evil influences. In addition to the $25 million raised, the simple act of spreading God's love is priceless. But how could I give money when I was starting a career as a real estate agent? Yes, I could give 2 cents a week, but with the cost of living increases, how much more did that mean? Were there other ways to give? Of course. We're all in different places in our lives, and I would hate that anybody would feel they couldn't participate because they were not financially able to give money at any time in their lives. So I started giving out time. I really enjoyed participating in community outreach projects, and I love the hands-on mission work. Here at Thousand Oaks, UMC, you are living out what Jesus teaches us. You open your doors, and you show what God's love is all about. Imagine if every church would open their doors and follow in your footsteps. When Lois Sheen emailed me about the ministry of the United Methodist Women and the congregation, I was truly inspired. Many of these ministries are doing much to spread and strengthen faith and to counteract the evil influences in this world. When members of Women Serving Others visit the Women and Children's Emergency Shelter in Oxnard each month, they are showing those who may feel they are living in a faithless world that somebody cares for them and they are special. My hope is that by showing strangers respect and love, this will help lift their spirits and see God alive in these women. Perhaps these women and children who may not have a relationship with God or feel alone will see how God is working through these angels and invite God back into their lives. When members of your congregation feed the homeless on Friday nights, they are living out their faith and they are strengthening the faith of those that they minister to. And when a UMW member sends out cards and notes, and when members of the congregation send care packages to students and military personnel away from home, they are strengthening those young people's ties with this home church, and that is helping to strengthen their faith. This reminds me how UMW is beginning to work more closely with the Wesley Foundation, which is a Methodist organization located on many college campuses, in order to minister to students away at college. There are so many of our youth going away to college. This is a time in their lives where contrary influences may be tempting. Maintaining a connection to UMW and the church is just an email or a text away. And I recently attended a young women's training for UMW. Starting an online community was very important to this group. The facilitator lifted up an alternative reality type of online community, but UMW has a wonderful online community for young women, which offers a positive alternative to these avatar type online communities. And our conference UMW also has a Facebook page, and we're also developing a new website. We want to be more involved with young women, and to do so, we must reach out to ways in which they communicate. When members of your congregation read to the children of Westminster Free Clinic patients or tutor the children in the Study Buddy after school program, they are passing on Christian values and showing God's love. Encouraging our children and youth and spending time with them is priceless. You are showing them how important they are in our lives and that we will always be there for them. In a time when media focuses on crime and disaster, unemployment, and other negative and sad stories, we can be the hope and light by living out what Jesus teaches us. By passing on what we have learned, we will make a difference. Children and youth need heroes and strong role models. Let the passage from the fourth chapter of Philippians guide you to be a good role model, influencing your children to grow up to be strong in the Lord. Do you ignore your blessings? Do you complain? If so, replace those complaints with rejoicing. As Paul says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Do you worry? If so, replace those anxious thoughts with prayer and thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And pray with your children. Make prayer a natural first response when things go wrong. Look for ways for you and your family to be exposed to good, wholesome, uplifting, and spiritually edifying influences such as the Bible, good books, good television programs, and art. Give God the glory when the opportunity presents itself. There are many opportunities every day, all around us, when we see a beautiful sunset, see the stars in the sky, or the beauty of a flower. Live out Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. In the process of being a good role model, you'll also be strengthening your own faith. And children need boundaries, and they should be set by their parents. In both the Old and the New Testament, children are told to honor their parents and obey them. Paul, in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, elaborates further, saying in verse 4 that fathers should not provoke their children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. These are just a few of the ways you can help your children grow and have a strong faith in Christ. Jesus called his first disciples by simply saying, follow me. When we put our faith in Christ and get to know him, then sharing our faith and serving others will naturally follow. When we follow Jesus, we become his hands, feet, eyes, and ears in this world. If we are truly following Jesus, then we, as parents or those working with children and youth or ministering to the others, can encourage them to follow our example. Jesus focused on the good in people and showed them love and respect. Likewise, you can make a difference in others' lives by doing the same. By involving your children and youth in helping others, you are showing them how to not be selfish and how to care for others in need. Jesus walked away from the crowd on occasion. He stood up for the oppressed. We too must stand apart from the crowd in order to see the larger reality. We need to tell the truth and develop pathways for people to move into a better future. We must stand up for justice and mercy. This is what UMW does. This is part of our social action focus. And Jesus had compassion. We too need compassion. When we care deeply, it motivates us to make a difference and to share our faith in a faithless world. The possibilities for keeping and sharing our faith are endless, and I try and keep peace at the forefront of my thoughts. P for practice random acts of kindness, E for encourage others, A for act in faith, C for communicate God's words, and E for enlist the help of others. Practice random acts of kindness every day. Sometimes the little things make such a difference. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 says, let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. This is a way to share our faith in a faithless world. Encourage others. This includes our pastors. We need each other, and we need to be constantly lifting each other up. Be a caregiver, and remember that God is the cure giver. And this is something that I learned from Stephen Ministry, which I'm so excited you have that at your church. It's truly special. Let others know that God loves them, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, Romans 8:35. It will make a difference. This is a way to share our faith in a faithless world. Act in faith. As stated in our book of discipline, God's grace calls forth human response and discipline. When God gives you the opportunity, embrace it. Live out God's grace through charitable acts of love and kindness. It will make a difference. This is a way to share our faith in a faithless world. Communicate God's word to others. What a gift we have in Scripture. The answer is there for us to follow. Our history is preserved to show us how to live life. What a powerful ripple effect if we would just all love our neighbor. It will make a difference. This is a way to share our faith in a faithless world. And enlist the help of others. We can't do this alone. God wants us to be in community with others. Inspire others to follow God's way. Be that role model for others as Christ was our role model. It will make a difference. This is a way to share our faith in a faithless world. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9 says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Peace, practice, encourage, act, communicate, enlist. Peace, what a powerful way to rejoice in the Lord always and spread God's love. Peace, what a powerful way to proclaim the gospel. What a powerful way to share your values with children and youth. Peace, what a powerful way to know and keep and share your faith in a faithless world. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Peace and God bless. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. Let us share our faith and transform our world into a faith-filled world. Amen.